The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you, and by the way, welcome. My name is Brant, and Sherry is the producer of the program. This show is a little weird at first, and then hopefully you get used to it, and that's the goal. But we get a lot of notes from people. The reason we bring that up, we get a lot of notes. They're like, wow, I really love your show. I hated you at first. Hated you. Yeah. With
white
vengeance,
hot,
yep. A white hot thousand sun level, but now,
yes.
So, thank you for your patience with us, and it is kind of a different show. But we thank you for giving us a shot. Yep, on Mondays people are a little bit stressed out. We've noticed this. That's why we use humor to help people relax. Scientifically proven that humor helps people, lowers blood pressure, cortisol, all that stuff.
Yeah, but a spa in general will probably do all of that without
nope,
the joke.
That's why we do the joke spa. It's like a spa, but it has a big joke.
A
big joke. So we have with us here, Adrienne, you willing to be Dorian, sorry, you willing to be in the joke spa? I'm sorry.
Oh, I would love to.
Sweet.
That's nice.
Okay, well, Welcome to the joke spa. We all have on these handsome, like, doctor outfits, like lab coats and stuff, I think.
We don't have scrubs.
That's what you wear.
We don't have scrubs on, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. And then you have on a nice robe and everything with the, it says JS on it.
Oh, for joke
monogram.
Spa. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah. And so you're lying down here in this very nice, dimly lit room and relaxing. And we use humor to help our clients relax. And
awesome.
So I have I have something that'll really help you relax here. It's called a knock knock joke. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Quiet cow.
Quiet cow who?
Moo.
No way.
No.
Dorian, no.
That's true.
No, no. We're not whispering moo on this show. And then
we are. That's exactly what we're doing. We are whispering moo whenever we want.
Oh, my goodness.
It's my show. I can whisper moo if I want. That sounds like a good band name, too.
Whisper moo?
Whispering moo.
Yeah, I'd go see him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Please welcome
Whispering Moo.
Opening up for Phil Wickham tonight.
It's a worship band.
It's a worship band.
Whispering Moo is a worship band.
We humans, it's just true of all of us. I'm not picking on anybody. It's hard to change. It really is. Just think about it. What does it take to have somebody perform surgery on us? We got to be convinced that this is the last possible thing. Like, you're saying I got to quit smoking. You're saying I got to quit eating that. You're saying, and a doctor's basically got to say, look, if you have one more, if you eat one more, if you do, you're going to die. At that point, we might think about changing our behavior. It's just really hard to change. That's just us. Here comes Jesus. Every single person he's interacting with, he wants them to change. Remember the lady, she was in trouble, big trouble. For getting caught with a man, and they were going to stone her. So all the characters in that story, he wants them all to change, including her. Everybody who comes in contact with Jesus has to change. No wonder it's such a narrow road. I mean, didn't say it was the hardest road, just narrow. Like, people aren't going to, it's very specific. You got to be really humble. I mean, when it comes to following Jesus, bottom line, I have to get this straight. I have to change. He wants me different. Question, do you have a bucket list type thing? I just saw this thing for people over 45 anyway, so you may be younger than that.
I am over that.
Things people over 45 want to do before they die.
Okay.
I'm just looking at this. And the list is see the northern lights, travel first class, buy a vacation home, go on a cruise, research their family tree, go on a safari, learn a new language, ride in a hot air balloon, learn to play an instrument, write a novel, swim with dolphins, be an extra on a TV show, go to Asia, walk a daughter down the aisle, learn to paint, learn to fly a plane, skydive, learn photography, revisit my honeymoon destination, get a tattoo, run a marathon, get a cat, ride a motorcycle, bungee jump, go skiing, learn to bake, cook, sing in public, learn a new sport.
That's exhausting. If you were 18.
I don't get that. Yeah.
At
like, that's
45.
For people over 45. Like, I'm over 45. My list now is getting shorter. And it's kind of down to, you know what I'd really like is just, I just want to sit down over there for a second.
Oh, yeah. Top of the list. Take a nap.
Maybe I'll just sit down over here and you guys
come back and get me when you want.
It's time for a misfit moment. Yes, indeed. This was a great idea that Sherry had based on the book I wrote called Blessed Are the Misfits. But I wrote it for people who are more analytical, logical kind of thing, not particularly emotional. Here's a trap that we have. If you're one of these people, like me, you tend to be more analytical, logical. You like discussing God as a philosophical subject or a set of doctrines or a set of truths. Like, we're going to figure out God. Let's look at God over here. Let's try to figure him out. Let's see if we can understand. I get it. But you know what? Apparently what God is looking for isn't for us to figure him out like a math equation. He's looking for us to emotionally and spiritually be exposed in front of him. I don't know how else to say it. That's what prayer is. I have to get real. It's a relationship. It's not, he is not reducible to a math equation. He is not something that you can just go, bam, bam, I got him figured out. He will blow apart your formula. He will absolutely detonate the box you try to put him in. You cannot reduce him to that. And as somebody who's analytical and mental, that's what I try to do. Take it apart, find the constituent parts, reduce it. He will not be reduced. He will blow it apart. It's us that gets examined. This is absolutely a highlight of the week. We do this every Monday. It's our Monday tradition. They've proven that if you just sing along with a song or tap the steering wheel while you're driving or just tap your foot or something, you'll be in a better mood by the end of the song.
Yeah.
So we play the most hoedowniest possible song imaginable.
And there are also goats that you may hear, or horses, or pigs, or any other barnyard animal usually shows up during the song.
It's recently a bit of a non sequitur.
Okay.
I don't know what she's talking about. Just clap your hands and sing. Here we go. Aimless, life is sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord.
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so heavy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claim for my own. And like a blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light.
Thank you for being a part of our Monday tradition. Works every time. Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. By the way, thank you to Mike and Brian are their names. They are the guys with Fellowship Home Loans. And if you need to buy a house or refinance or something, be sure to talk to them. I think they're just different, the way they do things. It's refreshing. You might be interested. We appreciate them coming alongside our podcast, too, as sponsors. It's fellowshiphomeloans.com. You can find out more about them, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're very creative, and they listen, and we love that. Their phone number, too, is 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. Can you feel the tension right now? Can you feel Tension?
Tension for what?
The prize wheel.
Oh.
Tension.
Okay.
Perhaps you've been to radio station remotes where they have a prize wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that I bought.
We're just as good as the
just
other
as
radio
good as any
shows,
other radio
guys.
Show. Just as good. So just a little cheaper. You ready for this? You want to do the prize wheel, Jeffrey?
Awesome.
Have you ever seen one of those radio station prize wheels? You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen one in person, but I've heard all about
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's
right
usually
here.
Multiple prizes
yeah,
on their wheel.
It's a big prize. We only have two prizes,
yeah.
But they're good ones.
Uh-huh.
And they're on alternating spaces. I'll get ready to spin it here. But you will win either $18 million worth of Bitcoin, the digital currency, or a haiku about autumn.
What?
So either one. Yeah, I know.
Both equally great.
I know.
Yes, they are equal in value, as a matter of fact.
You just say, Brant, spin that wheel.
Brant, spin that wheel.
I'm spinning the wheel. Here we go. Give me $18 million of Bitcoin. Digital currency or IQ. $18 million of Bitcoin or IQ. Bitcoin or IQ. Bitcoin, IQ. Bitcoin, IQ. Haiku!
Oh, a haiku about autumn. So close.
About autumn as we head into the fall season.
This will be beautiful.
Jeffrey. Here you go.
This is killing me.
This is a good one.
Okay.
Gentle breezes blow. Colored hues of red and gold cloak the waiting earth. That's from Mary Serenc.
That's it?
It's a haiku.
I know, but I thought we'd have something a little more.
Mary Serenc. Just gives you a little something.
Who's she? And where did we get $18 million in Bitcoin? How
so,
did we get
Jeffrey,
our hands on?
Jeffrey, I just want to say happy autumn to you. And congratulations. Don't do this very often on the show, but... it's a look at Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh, no, we never do this.
Some Hollywood news.
This is interesting music that you picked for this.
I don't like it. But here we go with this Hollywood News Minute.
Oh, okay.
Saw this from Sony Pictures CEO says that some very famous people, he was very direct about that, very specific, very famous people have decided that they want to remake the movie The Princess Bride.
Oh.
They want to remake it.
We really should leave some things alone. I really do believe that.
It was fine.
It was. It was perfect.
What are you going to... I think the driver... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Very famous people, if you're listening, please don't be offended by this. But is it like you see that and you're like, that's such a great movie, but what would it be like if I was in it?
A little more me.
Yeah. It just needs a little. It just needs a little me. And then after I'm in there, boy, that show is really going to go up a level. I don't know. Let's talk about love. Here we go. Right there. There. Love. Type music. Love used in a lot of different contexts. In a lot of Christian contexts, the word love can mean love for other believers that are hard to put up with, which is really hard, or love for your enemies. So it's kind of through gritted teeth, like, I have to work this out or not go off on you right now. Like, this is a gritted teeth kind of love. Apparently, that's what I'm gathering from reading the Bible and stuff. That's not the way God's love towards us works. It's not through gritted teeth. Like, he's not just putting up with us. He's not just enduring us. He's not just like, oh, if I could just get through one more day of this guy. I mean, I feel that way because I know all the stuff that is messed up. But apparently, he's very passionate about us, and he's very much for us. And that's hard for me to get my head around. But it's not a gritted teeth kind of love. It's a full-on, passionate, you're my kid love. I picked you for a reason. It is time for Brant's three things, three hopefully helpful things. Today, it's three overrated, underrated things, okay? It'll go something like this. I'll give you the first one. Overrated, my opinion. Highlight reel vacations worthy of Instagram. I think they're overrated.
Oh,
I know everybody wants one. You're supposed to do it. Fine. You do it. It's fine. That means it's bad. It just means it's overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got to be on Machu Picchu and then get a picture of myself and then post it.
And why are you saying it's overrated?
Well, it's just overrated compared to this. What's underrated? Not the highlight reel vacations worthy of Instagram. Underrated, big time underrated, enjoying stuff in your daily life that you don't post anywhere. Just think it makes for a better life. It's a more secure life. It's a more peaceful life. Just things that are going on every day so you don't have to yearn. I got to get out of here. I got to do something spectacular to prove my worth. Like, there's a quietness that goes with that. Again, I like vacations. They're great. Pictures, great. But a little overrated. Underrated is quiet of the day. Here's the second one. Overrated is being respected for your job or in your job. Again, it's a wonderful thing. I yearn for respect. I think everybody does, of course. And we link that to our jobs very easily. I get it. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just kind of overrated. Underrated isn't the respect for the job. It's respect from your wife and kids. I'm speaking as a guy here. For guys, way underrated. It doesn't get talked enough. How about being respected by the people who know you the most? And I can tell you this as a guy too, aim for the second one, like being respected by the people around you who know you best, because that lasts. And the other thing can come and go and can be full of jealousies and whatnot, and like your career. You can lose your job, move on, or something changes, you lose it. But man, there's something about at the end of your life having people around that like, man, that guy was just faithful. Dad was a respectable man. Yeah, that's underrated. Here's my third thing. Overrated, my opinion, is going viral, being seen, having that moment of fame. That's overrated. Doesn't last. Doesn't really do anything for you. Underrated is the opposite of that. It's daily faithfulness that nobody notices. And I was thinking about this today because a good friend of mine's dad just died, and they had his funeral yesterday. And at the funeral, I love this. Older dude, but at the funeral, there's a guy in a uniform that stands up and says, on behalf of the United States Navy, I want to recognize the contributions and the faithfulness of this. Like, that was decades ago that he served his country. But here's somebody at his funeral standing up decades later on behalf of the United States Navy. We want to say thank you. He just did his thing, man. Like, showing up daily. Forget the highlights. Viral, that's a highlight. But it's the doing your thing daily. You show up for your job. You don't quit. You want to give up on your kids. You want to give up on your marriage. No. You just keep it going. Like, that's way underrated. Maybe this will freak you out. Maybe you'll be excited about it. But I think everybody will come around. Walgreens is announcing a drone program. The idea is they will deliver as soon as you order. They will send a drone to your house with what you want. Okay. Which, again, might sound like, oh, I don't want to do that. But as soon as you feel really, really sick and you want some Sudafed or some NyQuil or something, and then you can just have it come to you.
Oh, you don't have to go out.
Yep.
That's actually a good idea. Now, what happens when all of these robots turn on us and form an army and attempt to demolish the Earth?
That's the downside.
Okay.
But the upside is you'll be able to get cold medicine brought to your door. For now,
six
just
in
accept
one hand,
it.
Half a
just
dozen accept in the it. Other.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.